Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back. Moments away from tip-off between Wisconsin, the 10-2 Badgers taking on the 9-3 Indiana Hoosiers. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the home team, Indiana. Winners at 5 in a row, 9-3. They're 1-0 in the Big Ten. Shea Chesky is a 5'7 junior, about 12 points per game, coming off a 20-point effort against Oakland last time out for IU. Yarden Garzon is 6'3 and a junior, is a 40% shooter from behind the arc, takes the most attempts of three-pointers of any Indiana Hoosier, 83 of them this season, and has made the most, 33 of them. Chloe Moore McNeil is a 5'11 grad student. She's a guard, leads the team at almost 4 assists per game. Sydney Parrish is 6'2 and a grad student, scoring just under 10 points per game. She had missed 5 straight games, but did return against Oakland and scored 11 points. And Lily Meister, the 6'3 junior forward, just over 11 points per game and is the second leading rebounder for Indiana at 5.7 rebounds per contest. For the Wisconsin Badgers, under head coach Marissa Mosley, the Badgers come in with a 10-2 overall record, best start since the 2009-2010 season, and the Badgers 1-0 in Big Ten play. Carter McRae is a 6'1 sophomore forward, 11.5 points per game. She has scored in double figures over her last 5 straight contests. Tess Myers is a 5'9 grad student, transfer from Duquesne from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is scoring about 7 points per game, shooting 34% from downtown. Ronnie Porter, the 5'4 junior guard from St. Paul, Minnesota, 11 points per game. She's 5th in the Big Ten at just under 5 assists per game. She didn't score much in the Badgers' win over UAlbany, but she did hand out 6 assists, grab 7 rebounds, and grab 4 steals for Wisconsin. Natalie Leitzinger is a 5'8 grad student from Monroe, Wisconsin, just under 9 points per game. She scored 7 in the Badgers' win over the Great Danes of UAlbany to wrap up the non-conference just over a week ago. And Sarah Williams is 6'4". The junior from Brooklyn, New York, is 4th in the Big Ten at 20 points per game. She leads the conference with 12.3 rebounds per game. She is 5th in blocks at 2.8 per game, and has 8 double-doubles this season. And I should check that. So she's 5th in the nation, rather, in blocks per game. She's 1st in the Big Ten with 2.8 blocks per game, and she has scored in double figures 11 times this season for Wisconsin. All right, the Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers. Wisconsin hasn't beaten Indiana in its last 10 games. Indiana riding a 10-game winning streak against Wisconsin. The last Badgers victory came in Madison at the Kohl Center on December 31st, of 2015. That was the last Badgers win. As Wisconsin trying for six straight wins and a 2-0 start to the Big Ten if they can get past Indiana. Badgers and Indiana Hoosiers about ready here for tip-off as Wisconsin is looking to continue on with this great start to the 2024-2025 campaign. As the Badgers quick underway with a layup in from Carter McCray. McCray down low, gets it to go for the Badgers. And Wisconsin leads it. So it's a 2-0 start for the Badgers with 9:22 to go here in quarter number one. So the Badgers and the Hoosiers underway. So McCray puts two on the board for Wisconsin right off the bat. And now we'll continue on as just underway in the first quarter. Here comes Indiana. It's Chloe Moore-McNeil up the left sideline. Moore-McNeil pushes off to the right where it's picked up by her teammate. And now in the lane, Chesky with the fadeaway hits off the front iron and it's no good. Shot no good by Chesky. And here comes Wisconsin. It's Ronnie Porter out on top, and Porter got her pocket picked. Here's Moore-McNeil galloping the other way. Layup is missed, but a foul. So a foul called against Wisconsin with 9:12 to go in the first quarter. They'll put Chloe Moore-McNeil up at the free throw line. Moore-McNeil, 77% free throw shooter this season. And the first one is short. Next one is up by Moore-McNeil, and it's good. So it's a 2-1 score between the Badgers and the Hoosiers. Wisconsin on top, 9:11 to go in the first quarter. It's Porter outside right. Porter with the basketball, gives it up to Leitzinger out at the top of the key. Leitzinger bounces down low on the left. Here is Williams going to the basket. It's blocked out of bounds by Meister, and it will go off of Wisconsin. Williams had it down low on the left, tried the reverse, and Meister then blocked the shot, and then it was Williams' hand following through and knocking the ball out of play. Wisconsin on top 2-1, under a minute to go here in the opening quarter, Indiana basketball. Out on top, this is Garzone. Lane line right, Garzone kicks to the left. Here's Parrish for three. Parrish too strong. Offensive rebound, Meister. Fresh shot clock here for Indiana. And an offensive foul called against Moore-McNeil out on top. Moore-McNeil with a little bit of a shove there. And it'll be Wisconsin's basketball. This is the third game of a four-game homestand for Indiana. McCray has it down low, right block in the paint, looking for somewhere to go. Bounces out to Porter on the right. Porter, baseline jumper, short corner, comes up short. Picked up McCray, down low on the left, layup in. Second field goal of the game from Carter McCray, and the Badgers on top by a score of 4-1. Other side, it's Moore-McNeil. Passing out to Parrish, spins it off to Garzone. Garzone in the lane, bounces down low. It's layup in for Meister. Meister off the backboard for two, and it's a 4-3 score. 4-3, Wisconsin on top with the basketball. Badgers 2-4 from the floor. Indiana 1-5 from the field to start. Tess Myers spins it off to the left. Ronnie Porter back to Myers on top. Myers finds Williams, and now a whistle away from the basketball, and a foul. So it'll be Indiana basketball. Foul against Wisconsin. 4-3 Badgers, 7:40 and counting to go in this first quarter. Garzone for Indiana has it on the left wing, defended by Leitzinger. Dribbles to the Big Ten logo, fades, fires, it's too strong, rebounded by Ronnie. Porter has it for the Badgers, moving left to right in the front court. Porter off to the right wing, throws back to her left where it's caught by Douglas. Finds Myers, inside, left of the lane, jumper, short one by Williams, no good, picked up by Meister, Indiana ball. Still a 4-3 lead for the Badgers. Other side, though, Hoosiers try for three. That one's too strong, and it's grabbed by Williams and stolen by Indiana. Parrish comes away with the steal. Then the other way, easy layup up and in for Chesky. Chesky with two on the board for the Hoosiers, who take a 5-4 lead. Here's Ronnie Porter, outside right for the UW. Gives it to Leitzinger in the corner. Nat back over to Porter. Now on top to Douglas. Spins it off to the left and Myers. Inside, that's a Sarah. Williams working, spinning around Meister. Missed the layup, too strong. Rebounded by Garzone. 6:37 to go, first quarter. Indiana basketball. Chesky front court. Chesky to the rim. Blocked from behind by Myers, and it's grabbed by Porter. Here comes Ronnie, pushing it into the front court. The pass to Leitzinger. Leaves it off for Myers. Short corner jumper on the left. Test. No, it rims out. And the rebound controlled by Chesky. Chesky boxing out and dribbling into the front court. And here is Moore McNeil. Down low on the left. Out to the left. Garzone for three, and she splashed it. 8-4, Indiana. 6:05 to go in this first quarter. Hoosiers drill their first three-pointer of the game. And Indiana is on top by four. It's Myers out to Williams at the left elbow. Back to Myers, runs to the rim. Shot rejected by Garzone. It's grabbed by Indiana. And in transition, here come the Hoosiers. Chesky to the corner. Parrish driving left baseline, bounce down low, layup in by Meister. 10-4 Indiana. First quarter, 5:35 to go in the first quarter, and a timeout taken by the Badgers. It's 10-4, Indiana on top, a 9-0 run by IU, and we'll be back after this timeout on the court. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Bloomington, Indiana. John Audius with you as the Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers are meeting up at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, and it's all Indiana on top of the UW right now. A big run here, 9-0 run by Indiana, and they lead it by a score of 10-4. Here's Natalie Leitzinger for the Badgers. giving it off to Cron on the right side to the corner. That's Jimenez who's into the game for the Badgers. Now down low on the right, McCray working in the lane. McCray attacking the rack, missed it. Just a touch too strong. Rebound ripped down by Striplin, who's into the contest. He's a transfer from Tennessee. Cross-court pass to the left, Garzon. Hits the three-point shot. Yarden Garzon for three. It's a 12-0 Indiana run. 13-4 Indiana on top now. 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Natalie Leitzinger bouncing. Left elbow. This is McCray. Couple of dribbles. Carter McCray pushes it over to Cron on the right. Cron on the floor, and a whistle stops play. And a foul called against Chesky. Foul against Chesky, but Garzon, who just hit the last basket for Indiana. She's a 40% shooter from downtown. Indiana as a team is ninth in the Big Ten at 34%. But it's a 12-0 Indiana run here in the first quarter. 13-4 Hoosiers, 4:48 to go in the first. Here's Cron for Wisconsin. Around a screen near the left elbow. Jumper is good. Stops the run. 13-6 Indiana on top. And now down low, Garzon catches and puts it off the basket for two. Garzon deep on the right side is starting to heat up. Garzon with two more, and it's a 15-6 Indiana lead. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Williams has it near the free throw line for Wisconsin. Couple of dribbles off to Porter. Here's Porter looking, bouncing, stolen. Indiana trying to look inside for Williams. Fast break, and Indiana laying it up and in. It's Chesky gliding to the basket. Shea Chesky, the transfer from Penn State, scoring about 12 points per game. Two more on the board. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 6. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Ronnie Porter, high left side. Gives it up to McCray. McCray near the left elbow, pushes to Jimenez. Jimenez, top of the key, puts it on the deck, runs to the rim, got the ball jarred free, and it's stolen by Indiana. Then Jimenez dives, trying to steal the basketball from Bargesser, who has it. Bargesser leaves it for Chesky, and the jumper's in. Chesky hits the short jumper. 19-6, Indiana. 3:18 to go in this first quarter. Now a 6-0 run for the Hoosiers. 57% shooting for Indiana from the floor. The Badgers 25%. Cron from the top of the key. That one hits off the back bracket, no good. Rebounded Garzon, and here she comes across the timeline. Bouncing to the right, whistle stops play. And what do we got? Kick ball, I believe. Kick ball by Wisconsin.
Flex, flex, flex.
So here we go. It's a 19-6 rather Indiana lead. Hoosiers ball. Moore McNeil on the floor. A drive to the basket and a whistle. A foul on that drive by Chloe Moore McNeil. 936 career points for the guard from Greenfield, Tennessee, and her team up by a score of 19-6. She'll have two at the free throw line. Moore McNeil, 77% free throw shooter. And it's an 8-0 run by Indiana as that free throw hits. 20-6, all Hoosiers. First quarter, 2:53 to go in the first. Here's the next one by Moore McNeil. That one's in. Three. 21-6, Indiana. Badgers in desperate need of a basket. Here is Porter, spinning it past to Leitzinger. Gives to McCray, drops it off down low on the left. It's Williams. Williams backing down. Williams to the rim, missed it with the left hand, fighting for the rebound. She got it back. She'll flip it up. It's going to dance around the rim and fall. Two more for Wisconsin's leading scorer and the fifth leading scorer in the Big Ten. That's Sarah Williams. Down low, it's Bargesser pushing to the corner. Chesky fading mid-range. Missed the shot. Ball tipped around. It's picked up by Porter and a whistle. And a foul called against Indiana. It'll be Wisconsin basketball, but the Hoosiers on top big, 21-8. Wisconsin needs some sort of run here. 2:14 and counting to go. Badgers need to put some points on the board and put it together in bunches. Here's Porter giving it off to Myers. How about a three? Get in there. Yes, Tess Myers drills the three-point shot. That's one way to get going. Myers, who was scoreless in the last non-conference game of the season, hits the three. Other side, a running layup is missed by Stripling. Let's see if Wisconsin can put on the pressure. How about Myers? Another three, and it's good. Tess Myers from the corner. 21-14, back-to-back triples from Myers. And Wisconsin with a 39 and counting to go in the first quarter on a run. Badgers on an 8-0 scoring run now. Couple of threes there by Myers, a two by Williams. Here's a driving, running shot by Indiana. Missed, rebounded by Williams. 21-14 Hoosiers, Badgers basketball. A minute 22 to go in the first quarter. Porter has it between the circles for the UW. Badgers on an 8-0 run.
Easy!
Here's Porter between the circles. Now brings it out high on the left side. Ronnie, defended by Bargesser, pushes to Myers. She's made the last 2 3-pointers. How about Williams on the right side? Step back, long jumper, no good. Rebound, Leitzinger, kick it out to Ronnie. Porter for three, and she drills it. RP3 from downtown. It's Ronnie Porter, and the Badgers trail by 4. Under a minute to go. It's an 11-0 Wisconsin run. 21-17 Indiana. Stripling down low on the left, too strong. Porter races down and chases it and grabs the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline, high on the left side, approaching 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Ronnie, high left side for the Badgers. Wisconsin on an 11-0 run. Over to Williams, top of the key. Down low to McCray. Down to 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a spinning shot, no good. Ball is deflected and blocked by Stripling. Moore McNeil into the front court. Indiana will hold for the final shot of the quarter. Down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter. It's Moore McNeil. Leaves it off to the right side. Back to Moore McNeil. Bouncing. Back out. McNeil for three with 2 seconds to go in the quarter. No good. And the rebound by Wisconsin in the first quarter has come to an end. And the Badgers have ended the first on an 11-0 run. Indiana had a big 12-0 run at one point during the quarter. Wisconsin comes back with an 11-0 run to end the first. And after the first 10 minutes, it's Indiana 21, Wisconsin 17. Back with the second quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Wisconsin Badger basketball in Bloomington, Indiana. Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. John Audius with you. It's a 21-17 lead for the Indiana Hoosiers. Badgers ending that first quarter on an 11-zip run. Wisconsin trailed at 21-6 before the 11-0 run. In on that, a couple of three-pointers from Tess Myers. Ronnie Porter also with a three-point shot for the Badgers. In fact, Wisconsin ends the first quarter 3 of 4 from behind the three-point line, and they're right back in this game. Indiana has led already by as many as 15 before that run.
had a 15-point lead over Wisconsin before the Badgers scored the next 11 in a row. Badgers shooting 35% in this game. Indiana 40% on 8 of 20 shooting. The Badgers 7 for 20. 6 points from Tess Myers on 2 of 2 from downtown. Carter McCray has 4 points for Wisconsin. Garzone, 8 points, leads Indiana on 3 of 5 shooting. But the Badgers on an 11-0 run to end the first quarter. Now Porter has it out on top for the UW. Pushes a pass over to Leitzinger on the left wing. Nat return pass to Ronnie. A ball fake, now puts it on the floor with the dribble, has it near the right elbow, picks up her dribble, hands off to Myers. Tess Myers, jumper at the free throw line, blocked from behind by Indiana. In transition, it's Meister, too strong on the layup, and it's pulled down by Myers. Myers, front court for Wisconsin, over to Leitzinger. Gives it up to Douglas, mid-post on the left, back out to Porter. Inside again to Douglas on the baseline. Hallie working. The grad student for the Badgers, a scooping layup is going to be no good, but a foul called. So Parrish will be called for that foul. Sydney Parrish returning to the court after missing 5 games with an injury. Returned on December 22nd against Oakland and scored 11 points in 19 minutes. So her minutes being restricted. Now Hallie Douglas at the free throw line for Wisconsin, and that free throw is no good. Douglas, a 6'1" grad student from Lake Forest, Illinois, coming into today 9 of 12 from the free throw line, but she misses that one. And the next one will roll around and fall through. 21-18, Wisconsin, up by 3. Sarah Williams comes into the game for the Badgers. Wisconsin trails by 1.
Hallie, going 12. Going 12, Hallie.
Here's Moore McNeil into the front court, right to left for Indiana. Scoops a pass over to Garzone. A screen by Meister. Garzone throws back to her left. It's Parrish on the wing to Moore McNeil. Her pass is going to be rolled out all the way to the top of the key. Garzone catches. Back to Moore McNeil. To Parrish on the right. And the three-pointer is in. Three-point shot good by Sydney Parrish. Indiana 24, Wisconsin 18. And now, a double dribble called against the Badgers.
Here we go, Dean.
Oh, scissor cut.
All right, so 24-18 Indiana. 8:42 to play in the second quarter. And here comes Moore McNeil dribbling into the front court for IU. Hands off, it's Garzone. Garzone off to Parrish. Moore McNeil catches. Inside Meister. Meister working on Douglas up with the right hand. It comes across too strong. And a rebound by McCray and a foul. And I believe it'll be a foul against Wisconsin. No, it's actually going to be Douglas. McCray was in the area. Douglas also. Here's Moore McNeil catching the inbound. 24-18, Indiana on top. 8:19 to go, second quarter. Here's Elm, bounces. Meister down low, and she'll lean into that one and score. Garzone to Meister, 26-18, Indiana. 8:05 to go, second quarter. Wisconsin gives it to McCray. Douglas catches out on top of the key. Hallie flips it over to the left. It's Tess Myers with the basketball. Tess working, driving, kicking out to Douglas. Defended by Garzone. Now Porter tries a three, just right of the wheel. No good. Hits off the right side of the rim, and it's collected by Indiana. Moore McNeil rushes into the front court. Around Myers, drops it off down low. There is Meister, deep on the left, and Meister's going to put it off the backboard for 2. 10-point Indiana lead and a 7-0 scoring run over the last 90 seconds by the Hoosiers. 7:27 to play, second quarter. Badgers trail it by 10. They've trailed by as many as 15. Here's Williams spinning around her defender down low. That's on Meister, and the layup good. An aggressive move down low by the first team All-Big Ten selection last season, Sarah Williams. 28-20, Wisconsin down by a couple of points. Down by 8 with 7 minutes to play. Down deep on the left, it's Garzone for 2. Now it's a 10-point lead for Indiana. Garzone, 10 points, leading Indiana in scoring. It's Williams, mid-post right for the Badgers. Puts it on the floor, backing down Meister. Tough shot over two defenders as Pierce comes from the weak side to help. Williams is down on the floor. I think she's holding her contact lens. It's grabbed by McCray. They're going to play on. Williams is, I believe, has something in her hand. Now they're finally, I think, going to stop play. Yeah, I think Williams is holding her contact, and they were just letting her play on as Williams had it in the palm of her hand. Go clean that off, Sarah. She dropped it. No, she dropped it on the floor. I think they should go get some contact lens solution. Don't put that in your eye, Sarah. Williams going to go get some contact solution. But she got, obviously, if your contact's falling out, there's probably some sort of contact around the head. And, yeah, I believe her contact fell right out of her eye, right into her hand. 30-20, Indiana on top with 6:32 to play here in the second quarter.
You got 21.
No, if she goes like that.
So Wisconsin and Indiana playing second quarter. 10-point IU lead. Indiana led it 21-17 after the first quarter. Wisconsin shooting about 35% from the floor. And here's McCray with the shot clock winding down. It's Leitzinger on the outside left, and there's a whistle that stops play away from the basketball. So a whistle stops play away from the ball, and it's a 30-20 Indiana lead now, 6:23 to go. Here's Porter to inbound. Gives it off to McCray, hands back off to Ronnie. Porter throw back to Leitzinger on the left side. Now Porter has it, top of the key. A runner, that one's no good. Rebound, fought for, stripped away, picked up by Garzone. Fast break to Parrish, and the layup's in. Parrish with the lay-in, and it's 32-20, Indiana. Under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Leitzinger bounces left elbow, it's Williams. Back to the basket, spins on her right pivot foot, gives it up to Kron on the left. Kron, a drive down on the baseline. Did she step on the line? Yes, she did. Turnover, Wisconsin. 32-20, Indiana. Turnover by the Badgers. And that is turnover number six this afternoon. 12-point Indiana lead. Midway through quarter number two. Left side, it is Chesky. Work around the perimeter. Now down low on the right baseline. Striplin tries to get to Garzone. She turns it over. Picked up by Wisconsin. Indiana turns it over for the third time today. Porter, front court. Ronnie has it outside right for the Badgers. Bounces down low. McCray, strong mover on the cup. Shot blocked by Striplin. McCray gets it right back. High toss back out to Porter. Shot clock winding down.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Down low, Williams deep on the left as the shot clock's winding down. It's Sarah Williams with the lay-in. Williams lays it up and in. It's a 10-point game. Indiana by 10. Left corner three is in. Hannah Sandvik for three. The 6-foot junior from Finland puts Indiana on top by 13. 4:38 to go, second quarter. Porter. Behind a slip screen of Williams. Now feeds Williams. Mid-post on the left. Williams attacking down low on Striplin. Blocked from behind by Parrish. And there's a foul called. That'll be against Sydney Parrish from behind. We've got a timeout on the court. 35-22. Indiana by 13 at Assembly Hall on top of the Badgers. Both teams winners of five in a row. Wisconsin has some work to do. 4:29 to go in the second quarter. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
And welcome back. John Audius with you. The Badgers are in Bloomington, Indiana, trying for their sixth win in a row and a 2-0 start in the Big Ten, but facing the home team Indiana Hoosiers, who are off to a really good start here in this first half. 52% shooting from Indiana. They've had as much as a 15-point lead. Right now it's 13. 35-22 Indiana. The Badgers are shooting 35% overall in this game. In this quarter, 29%. So in the second quarter, Wisconsin's 2 of 7 from the floor, while Indiana is 6 of 8 from the field. So that's 75% shooting to 29%. Williams and Myers each lead Wisconsin with 6 points in this game. Leading scorer for Indiana is Yarden Garzon. 10 points on 4 of 6 shooting, including 2 of 3 from outside the arc. But Indiana just 52% from the floor, 50% from downtown, as Wisconsin is going to have a pretty big comeback here, but plenty of time the rest of this game, just in the second quarter. Both these teams on a 5-game winning streak. Badgers' last win in Bloomington came back in 2011. Indiana has won the last 10 in a row in this series. Both these teams pretty similar in a lot of respects, record-wise and statistically as well. 9-3 record for Indiana, 10-2 for the Badgers coming into today. Wisconsin 16th in the Big Ten in scoring at about 70 per game. Indiana 14th, a couple of spots ahead of them. But if you just look at like points per game allowed, field goal percentage, and so forth, these two teams are very close within the rankings or the standings of Big Ten teams. Williams back from the timeout, misses the first free throw. Sarah Williams, 76% free throw shooter. Second one will fall through. So 4:29 and counting now to go in the second quarter. It's 35-23, Indiana on top by 12. Hoosiers have made 5 of their last 7 from the floor. Out on the right side, it's LaMandola. Now to Moore McNeil, a drive. It's blocked by Williams and out of bounds. Block number 1 this afternoon from Sarah Williams. She leads the Big Ten Conference at 2.8 blocks per game. She's 5th in the country at 2.8 blocks per contest. It'll remain Indiana basketball. 35-23 Hoosiers, 4:14 to go, second quarter. Moore McNeil pushes to the left. This is Chesky. Porter defends. Out on top, Bargesser catches. It's Douglas defending for Wisconsin. Hoosiers flip it to Garzon. Mid post on the right, backing down Leitzinger. Fade away in the lane. That one rolls off the front side of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Douglas. Here comes Wisconsin. It's Porter. Front court for the Badgers. Trailing by 12. 3:55 to go. Second quarter. Williams down low for the Badgers. 7 points on the afternoon. Mid post on the left. Here's Williams spinning, working, trying to get around Stripling. Her pass, a skip pass intended for Leitzinger, is intercepted by Chesky the other way. Layup good. Shea Chesky, the junior, up and in. She's gone for double figures 3 of her last 4 games, and Chesky's up to 8. 37-23 Indiana by 14. 3.5 minutes to go before halftime, and stick around at the half. You can hear my interview with Wisconsin's Tess Myers coming up at halftime. Myers gets the ball from Douglas now, top of the key, looking for somewhere to go. Williams falls to the floor, and a whistle stops play as Myers tries to go inside. The ball bounces out of bounds, but by that time, Williams was on the floor, and a shove by Indiana, and that'll be a foul against Stripling. Foul against Stripling, it'll remain Wisconsin basketball. 37-23 Hoosiers, 3:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Porter, off to Myers on the right side. Tess back to Porter in the corner. Lobs inside, here's Douglas trying to go up around Garzon, came up short on her attempt. Picked up by Indiana. Meister deep on the right. Size advantage on the 5'4" Porter. Meister spins around Ronnie, and a foul called against Wisconsin as Carter McCray came in to, or checked out. That was Sarah Williams, rather, to come in and help her teammate Ronnie Porter. That was Lily Meister at 6'3", posting up against four, Ronnie Porter. Foul against the Badgers. And his team foul number one of the quarter. And it'll be Indiana basketball. 37-23, 14-point Indiana lead with 2:58 to go in the second quarter. And who did they, I don't know if they got that last foul on Porter or if they got that last foul on Williams. Double check that here in just a moment. Multitasking over here. Here's Garzone for three on the right side. That one, no good. Ball high into the air, and it's grabbed by McCray. Here comes McCray. And the Badgers. Hands off Leitzinger. Nat has it out on top, defended by Moore McNeil. Leitzinger driving to the left sideline. Ball knocked out of play by Moore McNeil. It will stay with Wisconsin. Ronnie Porter comes back into the game now for the Badgers. And it's a 14-point Indiana lead. So Porter catches the inbounds pass, has it just left of the wheel. Right hand pass to Myers, brings it back out behind the arc, and now a whistle on the screen from Williams and an illegal screen called against Williams. That'll go against Sarah Williams.
What did she say?
37-23, Indiana. They get it back. Well, Wisconsin found themselves in a 15-point hole in the first quarter of this game. Before an 11-0 run ended the first, it went from a 21-6 score to 21-17. That was the score after the first quarter. Now in this quarter, Wisconsin being outscored by the Hoosiers 16-6. Down low on the left, Stripling defended by Williams. Blocked to the floor by Williams. Ball bounces out of bounds, and it was last touched by Williams. Another block, though, for Wisconsin's Sarah Williams, working down low against a 6'3" Stripling. Two blocks for the Big Ten's Defensive Player of the Year from a season ago. Here's Garrison down low on the left, tries a shot. It goes short off the left side of the rim, and the rebound is ripped away by Leitzinger. Leitzinger of Wisconsin crossing the timeline with the pass to Porter off her hands. It's stolen. Indiana in transition. Down around McCray. This is Bargesser to the left. Garrison for three. No, off the top side of the rim, and it's picked up by Myers. Tess Myers, front court for the Badgers. A minute 45 to go, second quarter. Indiana 37, Wisconsin trailing with 23 points. They've scored just 6 points in the quarter. Leitzinger off to the left wing. Leitzinger trying to get it down low to McCray. She does. Double team from behind, and a whistle stops play as it was Stripling coming in from behind. I believe Stripling will be called for that foul. 37-23 Indiana, 91 seconds to go before halftime. Once again, halftime report. We'll go through some of these numbers, plus we'll get to that halftime interview with Wisconsin transfer Tess Myers. Want to stick around for that. Here's Lily Cron, top of the key. Screen by Williams. Cron has it for the Badgers. Top of the key still. Left-hand dribble off to the wing. Gives it to Myers. 10 on the shot clock. Now here's McCray out to Porter. Porter driving, attacking with the shot clock winding down. Missed it from the left side as she slithers toward the rim. Rebounded by Indiana. Other side, Chesky jumper in near the left elbow. Transition points from Indiana, 39-23. Wisconsin, one of its last seven from the floor. They haven't scored in 4 minutes. Indiana with its largest lead of the game. It's at 16, under a minute to go. Second quarter, McCray, all sorts of space on the left wing, finds Myers, then sets the screen for Tess. Myers reverses direction, eight, has it on the seven, wing to McCray. Here is McCray five, in the paint, four, lost the basketball, three, it's loose. It's grabbed two, by Williams in the corner, one. Back to McCray, shot clock's gonna sound. Badgers don't get a shot away, or they do. It's Myers with the miss, and it's picked up by Indiana. Myers just got that three ball away. Transition time for the Hoosiers, and they're gonna slow it down. 23 on the shot clock. 23 on the game clock, 22 on the shot clock. So a difference of about a second between the shot clock and the game clock. 16-point Indiana lead, 39-23. Holding for the final seconds, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Off to the right, Chesky right around McCray, kicking it out. Moore McNeil, this could be a dagger, and it's in. And the buzzer sounds for halftime. And Indiana drills a three to end the second quarter. Three more on the board, 42-23, Indiana. Hoosiers have built themselves a 19-point lead at the half. Through the first 20 minutes of this one, Indiana leads Wisconsin. They end that quarter on a 7-0 run, and they lead the Badgers by 19 points, 42-23, your score at the half. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime report and our interview with Wisconsin's Tess Myers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding. Where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Indiana outscores Wisconsin 21-6 in the second quarter, and they end the second on a 7-0 run, and now it's the largest lead of the afternoon for the Hoosiers. It's at 19. Halftime score, Indiana 42, Wisconsin 23. Time for today's halftime interview, and last night I had a chance to catch up with Wisconsin transfer Tess Myers. She comes from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and here's my halftime conversation with Tess Myers. With Wisconsin's Tess Myers at the half. So, Tess, you transferred from Duquesne. What was it about Wisconsin that made you want to play in Madison?
Well, first of all, my connection with the coaches. I entered the portal, and it was a very quick process. And so it was important for me that, you know, this is my last year of college basketball. I want to be somewhere where, you know, I'm there for a year. It was important that I was able to build a strong connection quick with my coaches and my teammates. And so I felt a strong connection with the coaches. I felt wanted by them. They were very invested in my game and developing me. So that was really important to me. And then honestly, I got to campus and I just fell in love with Madison. I thought the area was really cool and interesting. It was different than, you know, where I'm from, Pittsburgh, kind of like a bigger-ish city. And so, yeah, then I loved the girls, and it felt like home away from home. And so that's what really did it for me.
Yeah, very cool. Now, in the past, too, you've said that you want to help leave a mark on the program in this one season for the Badgers. Mm-hmm. What kind of mark do you think you and your teammates can make this year?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for us, honestly. And I think, you know, we're very confident with the start that we've had. Just kind of seeing, you know, this is the best start that they've had. And I don't know how many years, but I think we're really building a foundation for the program in the future. And so, you know, we're just gritty, and, you know, we've been able to get these wins and stack good games. I just think it's awesome. I know we're confident going into conference play, and we're excited to, you know, be at Indiana tomorrow and hopefully get the win.
Yeah, so that start, by the way, 10-2 start to this season. That is the best start since the 2009-2010 season, by the way.
Yes,
awesome. What is allowed for such a dominant start through the first 12 games? What's been the biggest key or keys?
Well, I think all of us, we have a really great connection off the court. And that just, you know, when you're so close off the court, I think that allows for, you know, obviously that connection on the court, because you're comfortable with your teammates in tough situations, you know, kind of, you know, building each other up and honestly like getting into each other a little bit when, you know, someone needs to step it up. And so we have those authentic relationships that allow us to really pull the best out of one another. And so I think that's shown. We've obviously had a few games that have come down to the wire. And, you know, I haven't been here in years past, but just kind of, you know, from talking with the girls that have been here and the coaches, you know, those are games that they would have let slip away. And so, you know, we've kind of changed that narrative this year. And, you know, each close game, when it's come down to the wire, we've been able to, you know, execute and make the right plays or get the stops that we need. And so I think that's the big thing for us.
Talking with Wisconsin's Tess Myers here at halftime. So a little background on you. Your sisters, I believe, play basketball. Your father did too. What was it like growing up in the Myers household?
It was always basketball. Always basketball for sure. My oldest sister, Taylor, she is 11 years older than me. So
okay.
As you can imagine, I was just, you know, a little like 4 or 5 year old getting dragged to middle school games and high school games. And, you know, she didn't play basketball in college. She ran track instead. But then my other sister, Natalie, you know, played throughout high school and then obviously Division I and then finished her career at IUP. So, yeah, I mean, it was competitive. It was fun. My dad was, you know, always pushing us, but in, you know, a healthy way. And we just all fell in love with the game, just like, you know, he had. And so I think that was really special for all of us. And, you know, our relationship with him is really amazing.
Well, welcome to Madison, Tess. We're glad you're a Badger.
Thank you so much.
There we go. That's Tess Myers here at the half. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime in Wisconsin trails Indiana 42-23. Let's take a look at the halftime team numbers as the Badgers are shooting 31% from the field, 47% for Indiana. Wisconsin 9 for 29. The Badgers have hit 3 of 6 from downtown. That's 50%. Indiana 5 of 11. That's 45%. Wisconsin 2 of 4 from the free throw line. The Hoosiers 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Wisconsin plus 1 in rebounding at 20-19. Offensive rebounds, Wisconsin plus 1, 5-4. And second chance points, the Badgers lead the Hoosiers in that area 9-2. Let's see here. Team assists in the first half. Wisconsin with just 5, 14, however. Indiana really sharing the basketball well. 14-5 advantage in assists. Turnovers, 9-2. Wisconsin with 9 of them. Indiana with 2. And the Hoosiers lead on points off turnovers by a 9-4 margin. Meanwhile, team blocks 8 for Indiana in the first half, 3 for Wisconsin. Team steals 5 for Indiana, 1 for the Badgers. Let's take a break. Come back and look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
To Indiana 42-23 at the half. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.